In regards to the risk of fire to forests, quite significant over here in Fiji. What we've found just from the week we've been here and through the conversations we've been having with both the cane industry and forest industries and locals over here, fire is used as a form of clearing land here and also quite significantly during the cane processes. And we're finding that the fire does often escape those areas where it's been put into the landscape and into the forest. And
it does seem like a bad combination, sugarcane fires and the plantations with the trees out right above that part. It's a bad combination, isn't it?
Yeah, it's certainly a challenge, and I guess that's what we're understanding, is that there's some improving collaboration between the industries, both the plantation industries and the cane growers, and identifying the fact that there is fire in the landscape, and I guess how they can better manage the chance of escape from some of those cane or neighbouring properties into the pine, because it's had a significant impact on the new plantations and also existing plantations, which then had an impact on the industry and the communities that rely on that industry, both directly and indirectly.
Well, what exactly can your team contribute to the development of this national plan and defence against forest fires in Fiji? Is Fiji that different from Australia, or are there similarities?
I think there's certainly some similarities in regards to addressing a common issue, and a big part of the work that we do, both and a couple of us, one from Victoria and I'm from Western Australia, is working collaboratively on that common issue. So a lot of people, both in across government and locally here, recognise that fire in the landscape is an issue and that it has an impact on their neighbours. But sometimes it's a bit challenging to know where to start. So there's certainly some solid legal structures in place here and some good agreements in place. It's just about resurrecting some of those arrangements that have previously existed that have fallen to the wayside, and getting people to start working together again.
What sort of an import of locals and especially traditional landowners had on these discussions?
So we've got a fairly short period of time to pop over here and engage with, you could imagine, a fairly broad range of stakeholders here. So we've got about 35 different stakeholders we've lined meetings up with, both, as I mentioned, government representatives and then representatives of local communities. So we've got the Ministry of Aitiki Affairs here that represent provinces and districts. So we've been engaging with them to try and cover off on some of those local communities, particularly on the western side of the island, that are affected by fire.
What have some of the previous fire management plans been in Fiji? Have they tackled this kind of issue previously?
So previously, they've very much from a forest plantation perspective, they've had an approach where they recognise the benefit in protecting their plantation assets, and so they've focused heavily on having resources and approaches for minimising fire in the landscape, both prior to those seasons when the chance of fire moving quickly through the landscape are greatest, and having their resources prepared to be able to combat those fires when they do occur. And previously, I guess the arrangements have been, and enforcement has been a lot stronger. So that, as I mentioned, the legislative mechanisms are in place, but enforcement has tapered off over the last decade or so in Fiji. So there's recognition that enforcement will be an important part of it, but equally so, communicating with the community so they understand that when they put fire into the landscape, it's got a much better chance of escaping these days, particularly because of they've had a 4-year drought over here in Fiji. So they're finding that the climate is drying, and the frequency of rain, that they still get the same amount of rainfall each year, but it's falling through a shorter period of time. So the risk of fire moving through the landscape's a lot greater at this time of year.